Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. There's an email going around.
Yeah?
Yeah, offering processed pork, gelatin, yeah, and salt in a can.
Really?
Don't open it. It's spam.
I happen to like
spam.
Yeah,
I know you do. Well, you know, all right, anyway. You. I'm not going to say what I was going to say there. So,
yeah.
Yeah, all right. Anyway.
You got
taste, right, yeah, yeah. Clear Out West radio show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Oh, welcome to our outfit.
All right, here we go. So, the best of 2023. We got quite a few.
Here we go again.
Got quite a few emails on our state jokes.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
But we didn't make it all the way through them, so we're going to go from the back forward.
Back forward.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Let's
so,
do
all right. Yeah. So, why do you know why Wyoming does not have a professional football team?
Then Colorado would
then Colorado would have to have one too. That's right. Oh, sorry, Broncos fans. Yeah. All right. There you go. Wisconsin. Sven and Ole.
Sven and Ole.
Ole, he had a sign out in his yard. He says, boat for sale.
Boat.
Sven goes over there and he says, Ole, you don't have a boat. He
no.
says, all you have is that yonder tractor and that manure spreader.
Yeah.
And Ole says, well, yeah, they're boat for sale.
Boat for sale.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Okie dokie. All right. You know what the West Virginia state flower is?
No.
The satellite dish, right? Right. All right, here we go.
Okay, more? We got some more.
Oh, yeah. Washington State.
Washington
yes,
State.
Yes, the state that drinks so much coffee you can thread a running sewing machine.
Uh-huh. Got the jitters?
Yes.
A little?
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little.
Yeah, is that what's wrong with that state? Sorry. My bad. I apologize. Not really.
No.
Anyway, Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah, the old boy says, man, back in my day, Virginia was just for people who were good friends.
That's right,
yeah.
Not for lovers.
Right.
Yeah.
Vermont. Yeah, the old boy from Vermont, you know what he said to
what
the
said?
Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, hey, nice tan.
Nice tan.
Yeah, that's right. All right, yeah, Utah. When the end of the world comes, I want to be in Utah. Because everything happens 20 years later
20
in Utah.
Years later,
right, yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Texas.
Well,
yes.
This ought to be good.
Yeah, the old boy was out emptying his truck in the borrow pit,
mm-hmm.
and the state trooper says, hey, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm emptying my trash out here. And he says, you can't do that. See the sign? Yeah, the Texan says, yeah, it says fine for dumping.
Fine for dumping.
Yeah, so, right.
It's fine.
It's fine for dumping.
Yeah,
right.
Leave me alone.
Uh-huh. Tennessee, you know what you get when you play a country record backwards?
Yes, I do.
Yes, your
yeah.
wife back, your truck back, your dog back, everything comes
everything
back.
Comes
that's right.
Back.
The old boy from South Dakota
hey.
Lived to be over 100 years old. They asked him what his trick was. He said, every morning I put gunpowder, a little bit of gunpowder in my oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lived to be over 100 years old.
Holy
when,
cow.
When he died, he left 6 kids, 25 grandchildren, 55 great-grandchildren.
Whoa.
Yeah, and a 50-foot hole where the crematorium used to be. Right.
Kaboom.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Go out with a bang.
Right, right. South Carolina feller comes running into the bar, says, Bubba, somebody just stole your truck. He says, well, did you see who it was? He says, no, but it's okay. I got the license plate.
It's all good.
It's good. It's good.
It's all good.
All right, we got a great show coming at us this week. New West is
Ooh,
riding along with us. Pat Richardson
yeah.
has some poetry. Willie Nelson, Norm Luboff Choir, the Rifters. Let's start with Ian Tyson,
Let's
MC Horses.
Do this.
were having a drink at Stockman's, listening to the guitars ring. Jesse said, you know, they sold the MC horses. I'll be damned, when was that? I hadn't heard a thing back in August, 100 and more. Yeah, the people that come from everywhere, just a bit on them high and low, and thereby on a piece of the legend. With the cow herd all dispersed, the old cabbage, you had to go back in August, 100 head and more. So come on, boy, run on in. We're gonna let this sail begin. Last of the big remuters of the mighty MC. Horses here for everyone. Saddle them, kids, let's get her done. By the time that Oregon sun goes down, this outfit's history. This outfit's history. So the MC crew, they rode them all, and the people all gathered around. One old boy gave $2,000 for banjo. Banjo took his trailer apart when he tried to load him up for town back in August, 100 and more. If you ever have a beer at the Adel store, say hi to Chuck and Nanny. They show you them big old steer heads up there hanging. Or when you ask where have they gone, hell, they gone like the MC Cabby. Back in August, 100 and more. So come on, boy, run on in. We're gonna let this sail begin. Last of the big remudas of the mighty MC. There's horses here for everyone. Saddle them, kids, let's get her done. By the time that Oregon sun goes down, this outfit's history. This outfit's history. We were having a drink at Stockman's, way out on the sagebrush sea. Jesse said, you know, this old MC horse.
Oh, yeah, good stuff there from the late Ian Tyson.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Yeah. We're doing the best of 2023.
You know, I'm sure glad it's over.
You know,
2023 was not so good.
Dang. If that's as good as it gets, if that's the best, holy cow.
Well, you know, the first of the year I had some surgery, right?
Yes, you did.
Little complications from
yes,
that surgery.
Yes, you did.
That little tiny surgery.
That little yeah. tiny surgery.
Right. And then I get home from the hospital and I check the mail.
Yeah.
I'm called to jury duty.
Okay, but your luck didn't run out because you're able to say, hey, I can't do jury
duty. I cannot.
Because I just had a surgery.
That's
yeah.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, count your blessings.
Okay, well, I looked at it wrong. I was ready for 2024.
Count your blessings. Oh, hell.
Real early.
Well, here comes jury duty notice then. Just because you said that.
I said that.
Yeah, here it comes, right? Well, we started out with Ian Tyson because we lost old Leon.
Yeah, we lost quite a few this year.
Our good buddy Rich O'Brien as well lost him. You know, we're getting to the point where we're going to more Barians than we are
Marians. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I use the same tie.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, which is okay. I mean, I probably enjoy them both the same.
Marion or Berrien.
Marion's, you know. Or Berrien. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But there were some pretty dang good shows that we had.
We did have some.
Last year. I'm just looking at some of the titles of them. Whatever helps you sleep at
Whatever.
Night.
Whatever
makes you feel good about yourself.
Well, and that, the one you wouldn't let me use, just a minor bedwetting.
Yeah,
that's right. All it was.
That's all it was. It was just a minor bedwetting.
True. We couldn't go with that.
I know it. You know,
we would offend way too many people.
Way too many. Well, you know, we do that anyway. I mean,
well. Without trying, but
what's keeping us?
So what's the problem?
Yeah, so what's your issue there? Right, yeah, right. Just keep moving. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see.
Yeah, that's right. It'll feel better when it stops hurting.
Yeah, that's Dick's favorite saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll feel better when it quits hurting. You know, and he's right.
Well, he is, absolutely.
He nailed it.
Rub a little dirt in it.
Yeah.
It'll feel a lot better when
you
it's
know,
done.
You know, dirt coagulates pretty fast.
All right. Well, I guess if you're out in the corral, I don't know.
Good clean manure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's right. One of my favorites was Remember When.
Yeah.
Goodness
sakes. Go down memory lane. We do that a lot, though.
You remember when? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. And we have some really good memories of child. You know, we won the lottery by being born when and where we were.
Oh, absolutely.
As do all of our cow listeners.
Yeah, they know and understand it. Absolutely. We truly did. We had great childhood.
Man. Yeah.
And we had... And even decent adolescence.
So to speak. Anyway. We're going to ditch out to a commercial on that one. But hey, when we come back, that's right, the Rifters are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.